This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. The Netherlands will go into a strict lockdown beginning Sunday over the Christmas and New Year period to try to contain the highly contagious Omicron coronavirus variant. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
The lockdown starts Sunday, closing all non-essential shops and services such as restaurants and museums until mid-January. Schools will be shut until at least January 9th. In addition, the government is recommending that households receive no more than two visitors. The strict new measures follow a nighttime lockdown imposed late last month. That resulted in a drop in infections from record levels. But since the Omicron variant was first found in the Netherlands 3 weeks ago, cases have surged. More than 85% of Dutch adults are vaccinated, but fewer than 9% of adults have had a booster shot. That's one of the lowest levels in Europe.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. The Omicron variant has been detected in 89 countries, with cases doubling quickly. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The World Health Organization says the number of COVID-19 cases involving Omicron is doubling every 1.5 to 3 days in countries where there is community transmission of the variant. The UN Health Agency says Omicron's substantial growth advantage over Delta means it's likely to soon overtake Delta as the dominant variant. WHO adds that it remains unclear if the rapid growth of Omicron cases is because the variant evades existing immunity, is more transmissible than previous variants, or a combination of both. I'm Shelley Adler.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A senior member of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's cabinet resigned Saturday night, adding to a sense of disarray within a government that has faced rebellion from his own lawmakers and voters this week. Brexit Minister David Frost said in a letter to Johnson that he was stepping down immediately after a newspaper reported that he planned to leave the post next month. Frost said the process of leaving the EU would be a long-term job. Pakistani authorities say at least a dozen people were killed and 11 others injured in an explosion Saturday at a Karachi bank branch. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
The cause of the blast at a branch of Pakistan's largest bank, Habib Bank Limited, could be a gas leak, a senior police officer said. A petrol station located next to the bank in the Sindh Industrial Trading Estate and cars parked nearby were badly damaged. The bank's floor was ripped apart, exposing twisted iron bars. A senior police officer told reporters it was not immediately clear how many were dead or injured in the explosion, as the bank had a skeleton staff on Saturday. Construction laws are often flouted in Pakistan. Several sewage drains have been concreted over in Karachi to make way for parking lots. Last month, the country's Supreme Court ordered the demolition of a multi-story apartment building found to have been constructed on an illegal plot at Karachi's main thoroughfare.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Mali's Foreign Affairs Ministry said Saturday that Chad planned to deploy 1,000 additional troops to Mali to reinforce its soldiers battling insurgents there, even as France scales back its military presence in Africa's Sahel region. Chadian soldiers make up nearly 1,400 of the UN's 13,000-troop peacekeeping force in north and central Mali, where an Islamist insurgency has flourished despite a 9-year effort by international armies to contain it. The upcoming deployment will reinforce those and other Chadian troops as former colonial ruler France scales back its 5,000-strong regional counterterrorism mission. Two building cranes collapsed on a street in the northern Italian city of Turin, killing three construction workers and injuring passers-by on Saturday. Two of the workers died at the scene and their bodies were extracted from the twisted blue metal, according to firefighters. The third person was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. News reports said one crane was helping to assemble a larger crane when they both collapsed. Part of the larger crane fell onto a building while the rest broke into pieces on the street. There's more news on our website, voanews.com.